Hey, good morning to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well today. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And last night was cool night. We had Gary Cohen on, and he was on our meetup, and it's all over social media now. He even commented, told us, hey, guess what? You're on Spotify now. He's like, oh, I never been on Spotify before. So he's on Spotify, inviting anybody who has a topic they would like to present to a meetup group. We get a couple people. Sometimes we get one or two. Sometimes we get 10. Sometimes we get 20. It depends. I think some people take advantage of the fact it's free, and then I do post it up, but it's good to have the interaction. So I invite anybody to do our meetup. Oh, and by the way, just a reminder, I got Annie Mood. She's going to be our Thursday night interview tonight. That'll go roll out about 8 o'clock tonight. Hope you get a chance to listen. And again, that'll be all over social media too. And what I want to talk about today? Today I want to talk about knowing thy customer cycles, knowing thy business cycles, knowing stuff is important, putting it in the requirements can be very valuable to what's going on. Answers a lot of the question, well, why did they pick the date? I don't understand the date. Well, we'll get into that today and give you some really good examples why it's important. And it's good that the team understands why the dates are there. And even the business customer, why did you pick that date? It's a two-way street. So this 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way so you can bring more value to customer, not crazy hours for that value, and have a little fun along the way. I hope I do it fun. I hope you get to enjoy this stuff because I see so much stuff out there that's so technical. And so by the book Agile or by the book Scrum, I hope I provide some interesting angles and tidbits here and there. And we have a Bubbles. And every once in a while, we provide a Bubbles. Bubbles, you know, she's good. I don't know. I don't know what she's doing. What are you doing? Anyway, well, let's talk about today. So knowing thy customer cycles or knowing thy business cycles, why is that important? So many times I coach teams, and even I ask the question sometimes. I ask the question because no one knows the answer, typically, or they don't have an answer, don't share the answer. Why does the customer, why does the stakeholder, why does the product owner want to work on this product now? What's the importance? And sometimes it's good to have perspective on what's going on and knowing the business cycles. Like the end of the quarter's come. Oh, and by the way, this kind of got generated yesterday. I was trying to figure out the podcast I was listening to. And I was listening to the Metacast yesterday, and they were talking about dates and why dates could be important because they're like sometimes people get on their high horse. Oh, we can't have dates, and why do you have dates? Well, sometimes dates are important, and I'm going to explain a couple. And we have Bubbles. There's Bubbles. Are you good now? You were on the show. Can you lay down? Okay. Now hopefully she'll lay down. There's a cat tail on the show. She wants my attention because I'm sitting here. So. Why is it important? I'm going to give you one, two examples in this session, why it can be important. One from when I was a young little lad. One day I had hair, lots of hair. I'll give you an example when I was a young engineer and I worked for the government. I worked for the Navy Department. And every year the government, especially in the military, has appropriations. And about September every year, give or take, they start the budgeting process and get ready for, though we haven't had an authorization. And I don't want to get politics. It's so depressing. Always shape and form. It's depressing because people take it too crazy. So there's an annual budgeting process. How I did it as an engineer, I wanted my projects that I wanted to work on to get funded. If I didn't have the funding, I can't build neat stuff, right? So there's a logic to my method. So I always had a list of about 10 deep of projects I wanted to take on in the new year or take on. I always had my list available. Why? Because come August, every year like clockwork, sometimes late July, my bosses would come through or my Navy captains and the executives would say, we got to expend some of this money we haven't spent. Because they over budgeted for it, but we haven't spent this money. What can we spend it on? Boom.
here's a list of 10 items that I would love to. Oh, okay. We can fund that. We can fund that. We can fund that. My stuff got funded. Maybe not everything, but at least three or four. And that's all. How many projects do you really want at a time? So I had three or four projects funded. So that's an example why understanding your business cycle is important, right? And what's going on. So that was, I just want to give that a tidbit example, and then I'll give another one a little later on. So what do you do? How do you do this as a product owner? How do you do this as a scrum master? How do you do this in business? Well, when you come up with these requirements, you should ask the question, is it a monthly sales deadline? I mean, knowing the business cycle, monthly sales guidelines, so that they can get their, the more sales they make a commission, right? They get the commissions. Maybe it's a quarterly thing. We got the end of the quarter. Quarter reports got to go out for the stockholders so they can invest and for banks to loan money to the businesses. Some people, it's an artificial date. It may be, but it's how the cycles and businesses get funded. And if you don't understand this, you're being ignorant, right? So a development team doesn't understand these cycles from a business funding point. They're just being ignorant. What about a customer? Maybe the customer has an annual budget. I have a customer now that come the new year, their customer's cycle started the new year. All these people get all these allotments, all these funding and everything like that. So knowing that they got to be ready to take massive amount of orders that they may not normally do because on the first year, they all want to spend their money, right? They got all this money, got to spend it. Now I got to buy stuff for the year. Probably because if they don't spend it, someone else will. And that was another story I gave a while back. So knowing that customer cycle is important, knowing your business cycle is important, to ignore it and say it's not related or to miss a date. You know, you could miss a date on delivering a piece of software that's part of the quarterly review that they wanted to show off to their stakeholders. Could be the difference between billions of dollars worth of investment dollars coming into your company. You know, and to ignore that is to be honest. Honestly, I would like to use a word, but ignorant. Right? That would be ignorant and extra detrimental. You want to get a bonus check too, right? You want to get a salary increase too. Well, if they can't get the funding from their stockholders or their customer, you're not going to get that raise, no matter how much you want it. So we missed the date. We didn't get the funding. We didn't get the funding round. It's important to know that, right? So I'm going to give you one more example of knowing thy customer's cycles. When I used to build tanks, I built aircraft stuff. I built tank stuff. I built software. I built everything. When I built tanks, or in this case, the Bradley Fine vehicle, I understood that we had a remanufacturing schedule coming up and they're working on a contract. I told my subcontractors, we got to meet this date because they're going to get funding. And they just like, oh, the engineer, oh, it's taking more time. I said, no, you got to really take, you're doing these multiple projects. You need to focus on this project. And they didn't. Guess what? We missed the cycle for the big heavy brigade to be in the big army, right? So think about this. They were selling a $25,000 computer. We bought two of them. So that's $50,000 a piece. Let's say there's 100 vehicles for that 50. That's $5 million in sales. And you might say, hey, Greg, that's nothing. That's $5 million. That sale of $5 million just for that, those two computers, which included software and all kinds of other things that went along with it for my overall company, is a gateway to more because that was just one brigade. There's like 20 heavy brigades. So take $5 million and times it by 20. That's how much sales they lost in future salary increases, bonus checks, all that for their company. The one VP got fired over that, by the way, because when I explained it to them, they're like, oh, gosh, we did get it in the next round, but it was a smaller set of, there was only like seven brigades or whatever that potentially could use the equipment, but we missed some 20 odd brigades. So 20 times $5 million, you get the gist. That's 10 millions and it's $200 million worth of sales, right? Because they missed and they didn't understand the customer cycle for their business cycle. When they're going to award money. It's always important to understand the customer cycles as well as your own business cycle because you want to get that stuff in there so that they can say, look, I have, and this is why I love Scrum. I'm going to tell you right now, this is why I love Scrum. You can argue with me on the whole waterfall thing and all this stuff, and I've done both, okay? at. Ran my waterfall projects more like Scrum than more like other people's waterfalls. But because I always demonstrated product, because when I demonstrated product, I would use that as part of my proposal for getting money from my customer. They're like, oh my God, you actually have a working piece of software. Oh my God, you have a working piece of hardware. We're going to buy your stuff because the likelihood of you actually delivering it and we getting in our customer's hands is more probable than someone that had a damn sketch on a piece of paper or a spec, right? So, of course, I made all my companies millions of dollars over the years over my career because my teams, they did such a good job, and because I would explain to them when the due dates were, what the cycles were, and I made them understand that. When we're working with our products at the epic level, the feature level, even the story level, depending on what the business cycle need and why they want a story to get released. Maybe they want to do this add-on for a customer because that particular customer's acquisition cycle starts at the end of the month or end of the quarter. Maybe they don't buy stuff like public school systems, right? They're in the June timeframe. That's when their cycle ends. So if you can deliver software, you want to have it out there and deployed before the June where they go put their budgets out for the new year or when the money gets awarded. You want to figure out when their budget planning cycle is so that you can introduce your product to them before their budget planning cycle. If you miss their budget planning cycle, you will miss out on your ability to sell your product. It'll be a whole year before you get a chance to sell your product to your customer. Think about that for a second. So I wanted to share that with you because in the Metacast, we were talking about some dates and they were coming. They were leaning toward these kind of things that I'm sharing with you as being important. So think about it, share it with your team, put it in your epics. Like, hey, this is part, we want to have this ready. So when the customer XYZ starts their annual budgeting process, we have a working product or something we can demo. Maybe it's not a full-up product. Maybe it's a demo product that shows how it would work to our customer so they can include us in their annual budgets. Think about it there, right? And it helps everyone. So include that kind of thing. You don't have to include, like, if you have 20 stories on our epic and the whole epic or feature gets delivered as part of this quarterly thing. You don't need to put the quarterly date in every one of those same stories. Just put it at the epic level and just let them know when you're reviewing it, when you're doing refinement, or when you're doing your, say, just remember, this is all part of this epic. This epic's part of this so that we can meet the customer cycle or delivery cycle, or we want to make sure we're getting revenue from stockholders because we want to include this new capability in our quarterly report. Or annual report, depending on what it is, right? Or have it ready for when they budget. They can see, hey, this is like a viable thing that we can actually fund and get into our customers' hands before the end of the year because they don't want to buy stuff that they're not going to deliver to their customer in that cycle, right? It's common sense, right? Why are you going to buy something you're not going to use for 10 years? Doesn't make any sense. You have to show them where they can get some value out of it right away. And again, why I like Scrum. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Anyway, I want to wish you all the best. I want to wish you a happy scrumming. Don't forget, tonight at 8 o'clock, we got Annie Mood. I'm doing an interview. I'll be putting that up tonight. That'll be going out on social media as well. And if you get a chance, check out Gary Cohen's presentation. It was really good because it was talking about planning, how you plan, and laying stuff out, and all these different ways to plan a product rollout. There's a lot of different things you can take and maybe adapt some of those pieces into what you're doing in your company and with your stuff, and just kind of reflect on it. How does that apply with what I'm talking about? And there's a couple good book recommendations that he made during the session too as well. And there's a way to connect him. I do recommend his newsletter. So there's a little, I did put a post up on LinkedIn with that has his little QR code so you can get registered for his newsletter. With that, I want to say, have a great day. Happy scrumming. Enjoy, have some fun, and get and go inquire to your business. What kind of dates you have? There's nothing wrong. They might like to know that you're actually curious about when the dates are, so you have an idea with that. And I think it's really important that the product owner, I really do think it's managers, important to convey that and make sure that the engineers kind of understand. They don't have to memorize it, but remind them every once in a while what's going on with your business cycle. All right, take care, everyone.
See ya. See you tonight when we do the interview with Annie Mood. That'll be a good one. All right. Bye. See ya.